Earlier in the week, you mentioned that Ambassador Power, while in West Africa, when she returned, she and her delegation would abide by whatever state guidelines were in place. I know that tomorrow she has a public event in New York. That state at this point is requiring twice-day monitoring by a health official. Is she going to take part in that? Is she taking part in that? And is she doing anything beyond that, considering she's just back from this affected region and she's still within that 21-day period?
Sure. Well, she's on her way back. As we have said from the beginning of her trip, she will abide by whatever state and local authorities require of her and her team, in addition to adhering to CDC recommendations. Based on the CDC classification system and her itinerary, we anticipate the trip will be considered low risk, but obviously that will be evaluated by the proper authorities. Her itinerary was also reviewed by CDC officials prior to her departure and was not deemed to pose a significant health risk to the traveling party. As now that she's concluding her trip or on her way back, it remains the case that she and her delegation did not have contact with those with Ebola. She did not enter any Ebola treatment units. They observed all hand-washing protocols and conducted temperature screenings, and the delegation was accompanied by health control officers. But in light of that, obviously determinations will be made based when she enters the United States, and she'll certainly respect whatever the recommendations are.